Turkey's military offensive.
Civilians here are once again running for their lives.
California power outage expands.
Maybe one day, but 5 days. God.
What's in that black market vape?
What we're seeing is just a slew of pesticides.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. In the air and on the ground, Turkey's military is thrusting into Syria, a deadly threat to the Kurds, America's ally in the fight against ISIS. CBS's Charlie Daggett is reporting this morning from northeast Syria.
The Turkish military unleashed an onslaught of artillery and airstrikes overnight, targeting Tel Abyad and the Syrian town of Ras Al Ain, both recently vacated by U.S. forces. And they say a ground offensive has begun today. It is already underway. Now, commanders of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces say they've had to put a pause on operations against ISIS in order to face down this Turkish invasion. They also say the offensive has jeopardized the security of prisons housing thousands of ISIS prisoners, risking a breakout or possibly leading to an ISIS resurgence. And the SDF has warned of a humanitarian catastrophe if this Turkish offensive continues at this intensity.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. President Trump casts the conflict as inevitable.
The bitter enemies have been always, probably, possibly, always will be.
And while he vowed to impose far more than sanctions if Turkey isn't humane in its treatment of the Kurds, he didn't say what line the Turks would have to cross for him to act. He suggested the Kurds, who've helped the U.S. in the fight against ISIS, have had a vested interest in their American alliance.
They're there to help us with their land.
He noted, for instance, the Kurds didn't land at Normandy.
With all of that being said, we like the Kurds.
Well, CBS News has obtained the full contents of the whistleblower memo that's at the heart of the House impeachment inquiry. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
The whistleblower's two-page memo memorializes how a White House official who was listening in described President Trump's phone call as crazy, frightening, and completely lacking in substance related to national security. The official was visibly shaken. The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells CBS News the memo discredits the whistleblower's formal complaint. This poor little sissy was all worried. Nobody was threatening anyone. But in the official's view, Mr. Trump had clearly committed a criminal act.
He should be impeached.
Former Vice President Joe Biden joined his fellow 2020 presidential candidates and called for President Trump's impeachment for the first time.
He's shooting holes in the Constitution, and we cannot let him get away with it.
Ukraine's president says President Trump did not try to blackmail him during their July phone call or at a meeting in September. Forced power outages in Northern California to prevent wildfires caused by downed lines have now been expanded. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The power turnoff has really turned off just about everyone here. This man owns a grocery store in Sausalito. Everything that runs on electricity is off.
ATM, ice cream machine, freezer, coolers.
As for the food that requires refrigeration,
I have to throw away everything.
Another major problem on the roads. Street signals are out, making it dangerous to drive.
People don't realize when there's no stoplights, you just stop and then proceed with caution. I almost got hit coming in there.
People are going to hardware and home improvement stores only to find what they want is sold out.
Tell me how many generators you had 24 hours ago, how many you have now.
We had about 24 hours ago, and we have zero now.
Zero. They're all gone.
None left.
Flashlights?
We are out.
Chris Burns tried to do something useful.
I realized there was sort of nothing I could do, so I sort of opened up a book and I started reading, which I hadn't done in such a long time.
By the end of the day, it's hoped much of the power will be restored. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Santa Rosa, California.
From the Pacific Northwest to the Northern Great Lakes, snow and record low temperatures are in the forecast. Some places could get up to 2 feet of snow. The family of a 9-year-old boy charged with murder in a deadly Illinois house fire is speaking out. Kyle Allwood's mother argues for leniency.
People make mistakes, and that's what this is. Yes, it was a horrible tragedy, but it's still not something to throw his life away over.
But his aunt's daughter was one of the 5 people who died.
He should go somewhere until he's legal age to go to juvie, and then from juvie to prison.
It's likely he'll get probation. Washington is the latest state to temporarily ban the sale of flavored vaping products. The industry's under fire because of more than 20 deaths nationwide from a lung illness tied to vaping. Makers blame the black market. CBS's Carter Evans checked out a spot in Southern California where unregulated sellers peddle THC cartridges.
Marijuana's black market feels more like a house party.
I see everybody having a good time.
Everyone claimed to have a pure product.
No fillers, no additives, no cut.
Mark Hawashi runs an app called Doja that provides customer reviews on cannabis products.
The current black market comes with, you know, a cartridge that has a brand, that has social media, that has websites. And it's really hard to distinguish between what is a legal cannabis product and what is an illicit product.
And in fact, really, the only way you can tell is by taking it to a lab.
Exactly.
This definitely is not pure.
We took our black market vapes to Bell Costa Labs in Long Beach. Myron Renee is CEO.
Predominantly in the underground market, what we're seeing is just a slew of pesticides.
That was the case for the illicit vapes we picked up. They failed for a total of five pesticides, including one called myclobutanol.
When you heat myclobutanol, you're then getting hydrogen cyanide.
Cyanide, something you definitely don't want to inhale.
No.
What's the message here?
Shop legal. If you're in a state that doesn't have legal cannabis, don't buy it.
Well, TV's Sesame Street is tackling the opioid crisis. Carly, the green pal of Elmo, says her mom's battling addiction.
I'm so happy she's back and she's taking good care of herself.
More than 5 million kids under age 11 live in a home where a parent has a substance abuse problem. Some in California are learning with the power out, it's more than just an issue about lights, refrigerators, and air conditioners.
Electric vehicles are dependent on the power grid. Tesla, for example, warned its owners to recharge before the shutdown, but the shutdown could last a while. Kelley Blue Book analyst Carl Brower says it's an issue that needs to be dealt with.
If they were being sold in the numbers that plenty of people want them to be sold in, I'm not sure what's going to happen to the infrastructure.
California has by far the most electric vehicles of any state. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
In L.A., the Washington Nationals had enough power to eliminate the Dodgers from the National League playoffs. An extra-inning grand slam was the difference. And in Atlanta, a first-inning hitting display was put on by the visiting Cardinals. St. Louis scoring 10 runs in the opening inning, advancing past the Braves. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.